Welcome to the First Mentor Podcast. Here, you will hear us talk about a variety of topics for the entire family that will hopefully spark a discussion, create a new curiosity, or simply teach you something new. The goal is to inspire you to learn life skills and soft skills not taught in school and prepare you to live an extraordinary life. Come on and spend some time with us on your commute to school or anytime you're free.
Hello, mentees and family of mentees. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the First Mentor Podcast. And this is your host and mentor, Vanessa Yang. Today, we have invited Robert Curry from Agile Rainmakers to talk about internships. We'll go through the difference between an internship and a part-time job, emphasize the benefits, talk about expectations, and share with you how you can find one and prepare yourself for the best experience. I also wanted to tell you guys that First Mentor Street is now on YouTube. Same name, First Mentor Street. And besides sharing past podcast episodes, you can also find new videos about the various topics that you've learned to love so far. So make sure to subscribe and like our videos. Now, without further delay, here is our interview with Robert. Hello, welcome back, everyone. And today I have invited another special guest for you. I would like for you all to welcome Robert Curry from Agile Rainmakers. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you for having me, Vanessa.
I'm always excited to introduce new guest speakers to our audience and also for them to find out more about their background. You don't mind sharing a little bit more about your story with our listeners?
Happy to. I advise high growth companies, and I've spent over 20 years in the financial industry. I studied business at Duke and electrical engineering at Princeton. And I've also led transformative seminars for Landmark worldwide. Most relevantly, I've hosted about 20 interns in the last 4 years, and I am passionate about supporting the next generation of leaders. So I co-wrote How to Intern Successfully with fellow Princeton alumnus, John Selby.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about is internships. When you're young, there's many times you have this notion of internship. This is something you do later on in life, like more towards when you about to graduate college and you're looking for a job. We can share about my internship experience in a little bit throughout the conversation. But let's start with for those listeners who don't really know what an internship entails, because some of them might have had small retail jobs while they were in high school. How would you compare an internship with a part-time job?
I look at an internship as a continual diverse learning experience where you have a manager or a mentor that advances your career aspirations while you do work that supports a company's goals, and you do so for a set period of time. Typically, a good internship will have lots of training and guidance throughout with an end project to present. An internship tends to be a more professional experience than, say, a part-time job where you might be doing data analytics research, you might be putting together a presentation, or you might be assisting in putting together a business plan. So that's kind of where I look at an internship versus a part-time job. It tends to be job-specific. So if you're like in retailing or like delivering pizzas or mowing lawns, those would be like, you know, a part-time job. It tends not to further your career unless you want to be in retail or the food delivery business or in landscaping as a career. And another difference, I think, is part-time job will always be paid, and there'll be some training up front, but typically not much training afterwards. A part-time job, you can also do it as long as you like. There's no set time frame. When I think about internships versus part-time jobs, that's kind of how I divide it up.
Yeah. And those are pretty valid points there, because I had several internships myself when I was a student. Granted, I started in college, didn't have one in high school yet, but I know some youth nowadays who really start internships in the high school years, which I think is fantastic. And there's so many benefits about having it. Because I know when I was growing up, there was always this perception of an internship being the person getting coffee or picking up the dry cleaner or just mundane work where it's not really helping your career development, as you mentioned earlier, right? So let's dive a little bit into benefits of having an internship besides really just getting an edge over others to obtain a job at a later point.
Well, as I mentioned in How to Intern Successfully, it's an opportunity to meet new people, be in a new place, and have new conversations. So that's definitely a benefit in just in that. Mm-hmm. It's also eye-opening, you know, regarding work environments. So there's internships where you could be a IT desktop support person. You could intern in a TV news station. There are micro internships. You could even intern with the National Park Service and assist in removing invasive animal species. I mean, you know, it's so eye-opening in terms of what's out there that I think that's really a benefit. But also, it complements your academic work. You get to take what you're learning in school and apply it to an organization. And another thing I'll say is, I think it gives you a better sense of what you like and what you don't like to do.
Yes.
And that's something you're not going to learn unless you're out there interning and doing it. But all of that, you know, that I just said, kind of is in the background of the opportunity to learn some new skills and build up some confidence. So you can solve problems, learn problem-solving skills. You can understand the importance of being reliable, being punctual, how to work with a team, how to multitask. So there's just so many benefits to interning. I highly, highly recommend doing it if you even have an inkling of doing so.
Yeah, I think that's, you make so many good points there. I think one of the most valuable things you mentioned is really getting to know a particular profession. Because many times when you talk to youngsters, I hear, oh, they really love, I'm just going to make an example. I really love pets, so I want to be a veterinarian when I grow older. But then when you actually go through the whole training and schooling and you start your real job, you are not playing with pets. You do so much more. And this also pertains to so many other professions. Just because you like eating doesn't mean when you become a chef, you're going to be eating all day long. You're going to be the one cooking. So it's a different side of something you might be passionate about. And I think an internship is a great way to really dip your toes in the water and test out, is this really what you want? But at the same time, it's also really interesting to get real work experience. I had some jobs when I was younger where I was supporting somebody at school. So I was working as an intern at one of a department, which was the cross-cultural center. And it really helped plan events. I learned how to make flyers, digital ones back in the days. It really also helps, or at least it helped me when I got my first accounting internship to get the job before I even graduated college, because they already knew me and knew my work ethics and what I was capable of. So it makes it so much easier. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, those relationships are pure gold. They know you, you know them, and you know what you like and you know what the environment can provide. And that's excellent. It's wonderful that you got that opportunity and they already knew you.
Yeah. I'm curious a little bit more about the interns you have at your company, Robert. So what do interns do for you?
I've had about 20 in the last 4 years. And what I do is I have them work in groups and they solve various problems that clients might have. So it could be researching the fastener industry, you know, who are all the players, what's out there, or looking at all the suppliers in the fastener industry, for example. But it also could be putting together a survey and conducting a survey for a chiropractic office. They've done a project where they've done research on returns for a sink business. So this sink company would have these sinks that are returned and they'd look into why, what's going on with digital footprint. Is there something off around the specs that they've put about the sinks? So a lot of different creative things they've done. What's interesting today, Vanessa, is every project, and it doesn't matter like who the client is, somehow, some way, it always ends up being a data project. It's amazing today how much data is driving.
Absolutely.
Everything. And so, you know, the interns get to work with data. There was a movie company they worked with. They researched data on why did some movies become real popular. And they'd go look at Google and track to what was popular at the time and why did something pop in popularity. So they do lots of different things for our clients. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just wanted to share when I was already a professional and I was supervising interns on my team. I started my job as an auditor, and I remember when we had interns, they were really part of the team. They did all the work, of course, the easier work, but real work. And sometimes we were joking, we're like, yeah, you're here to do real stuff, not just getting us coffee. So they were part of the team. When we worked late hours, they worked late hours with us. And then later on, when I was with the Walt Disney Company, similar things, when we were closing the books, so to speak, in accounting terms, they were there with us. And I had friends who were managers at that point. They mentioned to me, they started as an intern, but sometimes when the department had turnovers, one of my friends, she said, when I was an intern, I closed the books myself at one point because my manager left, the boss happened to leave too, and it was just myself and the other intern there. So an internship is definitely a very important position. Of course, it depends on what team you're with. There might be more or less responsibilities, but don't take that too lightly. It's work, right? You really have to follow your responsibilities, learn how to complete your deadlines. And like Robert said earlier, work with different people and personalities, because not everybody is like your parents who would give in towards what you like and the way you want. And sometimes you have to work with difficult people that you might not have encountered before in your life.
Yeah, it can happen. It absolutely can. You know, it's all a great learning opportunity. What I like to emphasize, though, is the opportunity to self-reflect and discover yourself. What's mm-hmm. important to you? What do you value? Who are you? Where do you think you're going?
Yes.
Do you see yourself at that organization? Do you like what those people are doing? But also think about, what are the conversations they're having? You know, what kind of people are in this industry? Definitely, you're going to have, if you're interning at the hospital, there's definitely different conversations happening than if you're interning on Wall Street or if you're interning at a retail store. So getting a feel for who are the kinds of people that work here, what do they talk about, what's really the ethos of the environment, very, very helpful. And helpful to learn that early on.
Absolutely. So let's say our listeners listen to us talk right now and they're like, okay, this is all good, but I might only be in high school, right? I don't think I need an internship at a later point. Maybe, like we said earlier, when I'm a senior in college. But what are your thoughts on this? At what age should they be looking for an internship?
I love making quotes. And there's a Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. If you're in high school and you'd like to intern somewhere, give it a shot. Go for it. There's no rule that you can't intern while you're in high school. I think that's a great idea if you can do that. And if you want to do that, you know, you start looking in the fall and you do so organically. You talk to your parents' friends, you talk to high school alumni, you talk to your teacher's friends, but you do so to learn what is out there.
Yes.
What do people do all day? And then circle back once you have a sense of what you're interested in and say, hey, I'm interested in here in this opportunity. Could I intern with you? And you'd be surprised. But one thing I'll just say, if you can get an internship in high school, that can only be beneficial, but don't add any undue emotional strain or tension about it.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it a bonus if you get one while you're in high school. That's all.
Yeah. To your point, it's never too early to start anything. The beauty of an internship is, let's say you have a summer internship, it could just be a few weeks or a month or two, and you kind of get your feet wet and understand. And especially if you're unsure what you want, right? You can maybe one summer do something, if you consider biology or something in a medical field, like work at a hospital or what have you. But if you're also interested in business, maybe the next summer over Christmas break or whatever, you can then look for a small business to see if they could use your help, right? So there's different opportunities, different ways to try things out. And of course, during college, you can try it. Some people even start internships after they graduated from college already. So there's really any time is good for you, to Robert's point earlier. One thing I wanted to mention is, yes, you might be interested, but don't expect the internship to come to you. if this is something you want, you have to go raise your hand and go, what I say, fight for it. You have to call, talk to people, like Robert mentioned earlier, your parents, aunties and uncles, their friends, school counselors, everybody. Because I know, especially at high school, it's a little bit harder to find one. At college, they normally have a center that supports you. In high school, not so much. But you'd be surprised if you raise your hands and say you want this. There's people willing to help. I mean, the interns you had at your companies, were they mainly at a college level, or did you have some high school interns as well?
To date, they've all been college level. That's just how that's gone. But certainly a high school student who's ambitious and interested could intern. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit more about those students because life is full of surprises. Sometimes if you haven't done it before, you don't know what to expect. So I've seen cases of they start an internship or whatever that might be with XYZ expectations. And when they get into it, they're surprised by certain things and the reality hits them. So I wanted to hear more about the stories you've encountered or people you've spoken with, what the expectations were before they started an internship and what were they most surprised about?
Well, one thing off the top of my head, because I'll ask the interns who work with me during the summer after a few weeks, how's it going? And one of the things they'll say is, well, we really appreciate that you have us work during the day. We've got friends who are interning and they're getting called at night and they're working weekends. That might be kind of the Wall Street type crowd, but you know, it's out there where the internships are, you know, a little longer during the day and can go into a weekend. So they're surprised when they just work the day. And I tell them, you can only work from 9 to 5 with me. You're not allowed to work before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m. or over the weekends. You've got to get it all done during the day. And what that does is it helps them focus, not sit and text friends or surf the web, because they've got a lot of work to do for our clients. And that's that. But I think in terms of like expectations, it's amazing how much anxiety kids have today. They're just really nervous about a lot of stuff. And it's totally understandable. But one of the things they don't have to be nervous about is they think that the employer is expecting perfection, that they're not allowed to make a mistake. And that's just not the case. If the employer who hires you to intern wanted perfection, they'd go out and hire somebody who's been working 5 years doing that job.
Absolutely.
So that's something right there that I think they have this expectation that they've got to get an A+ on their internship. And yes, you want to do well. You want to, you know, learn, grow, contribute, do the best you can, and know that, you know, you're in your teens typically or early 20s and you're going to make mistakes. And your employer knows that. So you got to be okay with it when they do happen.
Yeah.
The other thing I think, Vanessa, that is expected is that they'll be busy all the time. And unfortunately, that's not how business is. It's not how work is. It's not the case. There can be downtime when you're waiting for something from somebody else in the company or organization. So, you know, you got to be okay with, okay, there's some downtime here. It could be a half hour, hour. You know, what do you do that's productive? That's different. The last point I'll make around their expectations, interns are often surprised at how hard it is to work an 8-hour day.
That's a good one.
Vanessa, they're just not used to it, right? You and I work 8-hour days. I'm sure the parents on listening in work 8-hour days. The kids don't. They are, you know, they've got a class, let's say for an hour or two, and then a break, 1 hour lunch break or recess, or, you know, they're done at 3. Well, we go till 5, you know, so you might get to school by like 8:30 and go till 3. We're going from, you know, 8:30 to 4:30 or 9 to 5. What I have found is that they expect they can work the whole day, but there's a real adjustment they got to make. And I even devote a section in the book called 3 o'clock burnout, because when I interned, I remember at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would just burn out and really need a long break because I just wasn't used to being alert and focused all day, you know, getting some work done. So I think that's probably one of the biggest expectations and surprises.
That's a good point. I never thought about that, but it's true. They probably never had to be at one spot for such a long time. The other thing I wanted to share with them is like, what you mentioned earlier, it really hit a nerve that you're not always busy. What I've learned from my past experience, you think, you know, you're going into a company, you think your employer has it all sorted out. They know exactly what to give you and you're going to be busy and somebody's there to train you. But sometimes the reality of a business is, as adults, as we are working on certain things, we don't have all our ducks aligned. We don't really know what to give interns. I was the first intern of one of the companies I used to work for at one point, and they didn't know what to do with me after a while too. And I'm the type of person who just can't stand sitting and doing nothing. So I walked around, I went to the marketing department, I went to all IT department. I said, I'm bored. Is there anything you have for me to do? I don't mind helping stuff envelopes for the marketing team, just anything. And it really helped me make new friends with the other departments. And secondly, it helped me to learn to be resourceful in a way. And it really built a reputation for me to say, hey, this person is not just sitting there and very passive, but is actually going out to engage and trying to seek solutions to, I guess, not having enough work to do, but sometimes, like I said, from internship. But one of the beautiful part of this dilemma might be you can create the job you want. You might not know because you're still young. You think somebody else creates the job for you. But if your employer doesn't really know what to give you, why don't you become the person to say, whatever John Smith does looks really interesting. I would love to learn this. I already finished all my tasks. Can I help him out? You know, Jane is doing that. And I heard her talk about that yesterday. I find it fascinating. Is this something I can get involved with too? And that's the beauty of an internship when you kind of create your own job.
Oh, Vanessa, I love that you were proactive in yours and you demonstrated initiative. And you probably ended up learning a lot more than you would have otherwise. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, you said all those people that you met. And that's the opportunity of an internship, you know, just to be out there learning new things, doing new things, meeting new people. It only helps, really can create, as you said, a reputation like, hey, we want Vanessa. Vanessa's a go-getter. If you're interning, be a go-getter, you know, go get it. It's there. There's no limit on your success.
But then on the flip side, I also remember when I was at Disney, and of course, it's a larger company and they have things more laid out. I always joked about that. I'm jealous of our interns because they got to be invited to luncheons when they had a chance to meet all these senior executives and heard about their stories, how they became successful. And we as full-time employees weren't invited. We're like, wait a minute, our interns are getting treated better than we are because I've been here 5 years and I still haven't met this person in person yet. So you never know. It really depends on what suits your personality and your career drive and your ambition. Working for a small firm has its benefits, but also its disadvantages, and same with large firms, because sometimes you might just be doing one thing and the same thing over and over, right? So you might not have the chance to walk to the marketing team because they might be in a completely different building or in a different state. So pros and cons working for small, mid-sized, and large companies, right?
The interns that work with me, I give them 5 projects, not one. And I figured out that they're better off having more projects than just one, because the kids today, they multitask. And yeah, they've got, you know, any one of them who's listening right now has 15 apps open on their phone.
They're so
having
true.
4 or 5 apps going on at the same time. That's great. But to have them say, here's one thing to work on all day is going to be really tough. So let's give them 5 things to work on all day. And then they can move from one thing to the next, just like they do through their apps or games or chats or whatever else. It's a good idea for the employer to match the student intern where they are, rather than try to have them fit into, here's how we do stuff here.
Mm, I love that.
We ain't changing.
I've talked to students before and asked them, hey, are you interested in internship, just in general, to see where the curiosity lies. And some of them says, yeah, I would like to, but I need to make money. And the internships that I see right now don't make money. What do you have to say if a student comes to you and say, I would love to work because I need to make money, but an internship, I mean, some of them do pay. So I'm not saying all of them are unpaid, but if there's a really good opportunity for a company that you admire or look up to, or even a person that you really like to work for, but they don't pay, what do you say to that student? Should I still apply for the opportunity?
I think apply and know that, you know, this is how it comes. And if you're passionate about it and you really want to do it, you know, now you guys got to figure it out. And when it's unpaid, that's a real unfortunate thing. 40% of internships are unpaid. And I personally think that needs to end. But it is what it is right now. And if there's a field you're really interested in, it's something that you know is a calling, it's something pulling you, it's something you got to do, but it's unpaid, fine. You know, so be it, and find other ways to make money or have your family support you while you're doing that. I don't like it. I've had folks come to me and say, hey, I'll intern for you for free. I don't want to do that. I pay my interns. I try to pay them as well as possible because I know it's important for their confidence. It's important for them in terms of their self-respect and dignity to work a full day and get paid for that. It's not volunteering so much, especially in a career-oriented environment. But it is how it is. And you just some things you just got to accept and work with it as best you can.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a decision everybody has to make for themselves. But sometimes if the opportunity is good, that short internship over the summer might open doors for you in the future to get a head start. So don't just discount it based on payment or lack of alone, right? If somebody's interested in looking for an internship, how can they find opportunities? I know we talked about that a little bit earlier, so maybe we can focus a little bit more about the interview process, right? If they already talked to some of the people, like we mentioned, the counselors, the parents, friends, and what have you, they get the opportunity now to showcase themselves. If you have a young person in front of you, what really makes them stand out and makes you feel like, oh, I want this person on my team?
So the best way to stand out is to demonstrate genuine interest. That always makes a difference for me. So if I have two students and they're exactly the same major, same GPA, same everything, but one of them, let's say, has an addendum to their resume, a full page that has a list of all the books they've read about consulting or advising companies, and they've done so independently, that then tells me, you know what, they really are interested in what I'm doing. That's the student I'd like to hire for the summer. So if you can show genuine interest in what is being done at that organization, let's say you're a Boy Scout and you love the outdoors. Well, you want to intern with the National Park Service, let's say. You know, it kind of makes sense that this is where the genuine interest is. So that's in terms of what they're doing. The second is having genuine interest in the person that you're interviewing with.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the fact that, you know, hey, I also was an athlete, or I also went to your college, or I've admired, you know, some of the things you've done. I read your LinkedIn profile. And so having genuine interest in the person as well will make a difference to help you stand out. So it's kind of counterintuitive in that sense. Like, how do you stand out? You stand out by being interested genuinely in others. It's not standing out because of who you are. If you're interested and you've done the reading and you've done the research.
Yeah, it's not showing the interviewer how awesome you are and all the things you've accomplished, but really showing an interest in them. And this is what I've learned observing a lot of young people, asking questions to show your interest, right? Because sometimes I talk to people and I go to them and it's like, okay, do you have any questions for me? When I finish an interview and they're like, no, I'm good, no questions, then it's kind of like a really awkward situation because I expect that. You know, I expect curiosity about the position, about the company, just like you said, and showing me, you know, why you want this instead of coming with the attitude, I was referred, you know, to this interview by, I don't know, your friend, so it's my job already. And no, you have to really prove yourself and be interested. And I think it's so important to showcase the whole process before you start the interview. And also afterwards, before, I mean, things like showing up on time, right? Really communicating. And if you're late, communicate that I'm stuck in traffic, whatever the reason is. Don't just show up late. You make the other person wait. But also how to coordinate, maybe preparing, like Robert said earlier, research the company, look at the LinkedIn profile. And after you're done with the interview, also how to write a thank you letter. I always say if you write a handwritten note, it really makes you stand out because most people don't do it nowadays. It's really the whole process from before the interview, of course, during and then after the fact, right?
Absolutely. I could not agree more. I love handwritten thank you notes. They make a huge difference. Think about the mail you get today. And face it, most of it's, you know, we'll call junk mail. And, you know,
that's
you
right.
Don't want it. right? But then you get this nice card and it's handwritten and it's from a student that you talk to. And you know what? I've written handwritten thank you notes and found out later that the person who received it loved it so much, they left it on their desk.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful, physical, beautiful reminder of who you are and a conversation you had. I highly recommend handwritten thank you notes, Vanessa.
Yes. I pinned some up myself, actually, when I was a hiring manager. Those that came up that really said a few things that really touched me. I was like, oh, I love this one. It was on my wall as well. So completely agree there. So I know in your book, you also mentioned preparing to get the best internship experience. So we're going to talk about now you got the offer and the opportunity to start soon. What kind of advice do you have for our listeners on how to prepare before they start day one and really making the best out of this experience?
I think one of the things that's really important is to do the exercises in how to intern successfully. And the exercises are meant to help you get out of your own way. A lot of times when we're younger, we don't have that kind of confidence in ourselves, or we have kind of a lot of conflicting thoughts about who we are and what we're going to do. And what's wonderful is when you can get that out of the way and just be real clear-headed about who you are and what you're doing and who you're doing it with. So that to me is key. Another is you want to prepare for being mentored. So any sense that you know it all, let go of that.
Yeah.
And start learning how to listen to elders. Yes, they're not digital natives maybe like you, but boy, do they have a lot to share with you and offer. So prepare to be mentored. That's really important. And the next thing is practice bringing a positive attitude to things. When you're in a work environment, folks want to get energy from you, even as an intern, right? They want to know that when they see you, you're smiling, it's positive, you've got a positive perspective, you're lighting up the room. They love that versus, you know, you come in and, you know, if things get a little down, you don't want that. And then the last thing I'll say is go above and beyond.
Yes.
What is asked. So really think what's being asked for. So even before the internship starts, start to think about how can you go above and beyond what you're already doing, you know, maybe at home or in school, and just practice that so that when you're in the internship and you're asked to do an assignment, you get it done and you do some extra stuff that folks say, wow, this is really never thought about it like this too. Thanks for getting the work done. And thanks for the time and effort you put in into that additional research. We never saw this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking of, the going above and beyond piece, like you mentioned. It really makes you stand out. And of course, chances are when you start an internship, your hope is one day to get a full-time offer right after you graduate. So this is a perfect way to showcase yourself and tell them, you really want me because I do all these things and I'm capable and I have a great attitude and I really get along with everybody on the team. I wanted just to share with some of the interns we had. In accounting, we worked tons of hours, sometimes 12, 14, 16 hours. But then when we were done with the deadline and the deliverable, we wanted to have fun too, right? But of course, we as managers and above, we had meetings on top of the work. And some of our interns just stepped up and say, well, we gave them the task of creating a team building event from us. And of course, they're younger and more rigorous. So they came up with fresh ideas of what we could do together. And it was so much fun and they enjoyed it too. But one thing I wanted to caution is fun is good. It's all good and it should be part of the internship. But make sure you get your job done first. Because I've also seen those who just went a little bit beyond in the other direction of, oh, I'm here now. Let me go network and meet the director or the manager from different teams. And they just were out there all the time. And we're like, where's this person? We have this deliverable. Is it done yet? We can't find him. And we find out that they're out networking. I'm all about it, but make sure you get your job done first.
Absolutely. I mean, that's got to happen first before anything else. Otherwise, okay. You will annoy them. And you won't be invited back, that's for
yes.
sure.
But I've seen it all. If our listeners would love to learn more about you and your business, especially the book, right? They're interested about the internship. Tell us a little bit more about where they can find more information and how they can follow you on social media.
The easiest way is to go to my website, agilerainmakers.com. And we've got a blog there for just business overall, but we've carved a blog just for interns. And these are students who've interned with me. And at the end of their internship, I asked them to write a blog entry, and they write about their experiences. And also, I'll write about the feedback they give, because I'll do a survey of how it's going, and I'll put together kind of, you know, some of their thoughts and ideas in this intern blog that we have. So you can go to agilerainmakers.com and you can read some of the blogs about, you know, internships or interning, and also about business in general. And there's also a link for books, because How to Intern Successfully is actually the first book in a series. The second book is called Intern Management. And so it's the other side. It's helping the employers design an internship that has dignity and also is really a valuable resource for both the company and the student themselves. Because I think there's a lot of opportunity for learning and growth on the company side in terms of delivering an internship. So those are the two main things. And then I'm constantly posting on LinkedIn. So that'd be another area to follow me or connect.
And I'm really excited for you to publish this next book on the hiring manager perspective, because a lot of us might not know how to manage it. We're so busy, but we want to give the younger generation a good experience, but sometimes we're just too busy to think about it. So I'm sure your book is going to lay it out and help hiring managers think about it and, you know, get to know the younger generations as well. Because just because when we were interns back in the days, and there were certain things, one of my bosses used to tell me, Vanessa, don't expect feedback. No news is good news. If you don't hear from us, that means you're not in trouble and you're doing the right thing. But what I've learned with a different generation now is, no, that doesn't work now. They need praise. They need feedback. So for us as managers, we really need to tune in on what the younger generation thinks so we can collaborate with them better. So I can't wait to see that book as well, Robert. And thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate having you on the show.
It was a real pleasure, Vanessa. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed our interview with Robert. Now, what was the one thing that really stuck with you? Are you now interested in finding an internship for yourself as well? Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @first_mentor_street and Facebook, First Mentor Street, as we will continue to share internship opportunities with you. And thanks so much for spending time with us today. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Until then, have an amazing month.